Earth and Sky.
Saturday, February 14th, 2009, the constellation Cancer is visible in February skies.
And although it's the faintest of the constellations of the zodiac, sky watchers have seen it and noticed it since very ancient times. That's because within the boundaries of Cancer, sky watchers with dark skies can spot a cluster of stars. Today, we call it the Beehive Star Cluster.
In our modern times, the Sun has its annual conjunction with the Beehive Star Cluster in late July or early August. Over 2.5 thousand years ago, though, the Sun was in front of the Beehive Star Cluster during the Northern Hemisphere's summer solstice.
It's because the Beehive Cluster once stood at the summer solstice point that some ancient philosophers referred to this constellation as the Gate of Men. The idea was that Cancer provided a doorway through which souls descended from heaven and into the bodies of the newly born.
The Beehive Star Cluster also once served as a weather station. If you couldn't see it in an otherwise clear sky, that meant a storm was coming. Today, the Beehive is a casualty of light pollution, but you can still see this star cluster in a dark country sky or with binoculars.
We show you where to find the Beehive Cluster at our sky watching area at earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.